Human Rights Watch has called on the Bahraini regime to release 13 high-profile dissidents serving long prison terms for exercising their rights. The international rights group has also asked other countries to increase pressure against Manama to free the anti-government activists. Dozens of Bahraini prisoners have been on hunger strike since late August against their unlawful detention. Back in June, 47 countries, along with several human rights organizations, signed a joint statement at the UN Human Rights Council urging the release of all the jailed Bahraini activists. Meanwhile, the country's main opposition party, the Al-Wifaq National Islamic Society, says the government is fully responsible for the safety and well-being of the prisoners on hunger strike. Bahrain has been gripped by anti-government protests since February 2011. Joining us now via Skype from West Virginia is a former lecturer with the University of Bahrain, Colin Cavell. Thank you for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Cavell. Now, the case of the Bahrain 13, as they're famously known, has become sort of a rallying cry for human rights defenders around the world who are concerned about the situation in Bahrain. But why does it take an extreme move like a hunger strike for the people to wake up and call for their release?
Kaniz, the prisoners are the foremost opposition leaders in the country. That is why the illegal Khalifa regime has put them away in prison to silence them. And this is their way of continuing to speak out by going on a hunger strike. The leaders, Abdul Hadi al-Khawaja, Mushema, al-Singesi, Ibrahim Sharif, and many others, they have been in prison now for 3 years, and they are calling out to the world to take notice of this criminal, deceitful, perfidious, treacherous al-Khalifa regime, which is continually violating international law.
Well, it is interesting to note that back in June, 47 countries and several human rights organizations had signed a joint statement asking at the UN Human Rights Council, urging for the release of these Bahraini activists. Why hasn't there been a follow-up on their case by institutions like the United Nations?
The world knows that the Bahraini regime is corrupt and that it is repressing its people, torturing them, imprisoning them, and killing them. But they are also aware that the Bahraini regime is allied to the United States. And because of the imperial power of the United States, nothing is changed. The United States remains hypocritical in its actions. It claims to support democracy, but when it comes to concrete actions abroad, we find ourselves in league with the most horrendous regimes on the face of the earth. The Al Saud family dynasty in Saudi Arabia, the most repressive regime on earth. The Gulf monarchs, which have no legitimacy at all. And who do we fight? We fight the democratic governments. We fight Iran. We fight Syria. We fight other democratic governments. We are hypocritical, and most Americans do not know who our allies are in the Middle East. They remain silent about our alliance with these deceitful, perfidious, treacherous regimes.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was former lecturer with the University of Bahrain, Colin Cavell, joining us from West Virginia via Skype. Mr. Cavell, it's a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, as always.